I'm definitely proud of that first record, and I don't have any regrets about anything. And I'm proud of myself for being me throughout everything. And I learned valuable lessons, and I got a lot stronger as a person. You know, you can't really knock me over with a feather anymore. You can still make me cry pretty easy, but that's not a sign of weakness or anything. But I kind of feel like, oh, you didn't have to be so sad about everything, you know? In my head, my agenda was, okay, you know, that everyone was now going to know me and understand me and be my friend. And I was going to be able to walk into a room and not feel so shy because everyone was going to know what kind of person I was and how I was feeling inside. So that was kind of what I was thinking about then. And it didn't turn out how I expected it to turn out, because it was very difficult to find that instead of actually becoming very understood and accepted, I became so wildly misunderstood for a while, and I felt so unaccepted that it really screwed with my head for a while. It really, really did. I mean, I'm a very, very sensitive person, and I was miserable. And I'm not very, I'm not an extremely social creature, and I was definitely not one then. And I was a very sad person then, and I was having a lot of trouble handling things. I look back on that. I would never want to go back to that period of time, ever.